all my restaurant friends, all my retail friends, now is the time for us to look at our economic models, our financials, our budgets. We need to assume that we will not have the density and will not have the sales level we used to have, but we got to keep operating as businesses. That's what we need to focus on now, because here's what I believe.
I don't want to share someone else's thoughts. I want to create my own original thoughts. I want to create my own original solutions. I want to look at situations and come up with my own phrasing, my own words, and do it my way.
This is the John Taffer Podcast.
Shut it down.
Hey, everybody. Well, here we go. Another podcast. I'm on day 11 of my quarantine. I hope all you guys are doing pretty well. Hanging in there, keeping ourselves busy. There's been a lot of Bar Rescue on TV, so hopefully you've been watching some of those. But before I even get going, a bit of good news maybe for our home entertainment. One of my favorite episodes of Bar Rescue ever is going to be on this Sunday night. And it's the first time I've ever rescued a VFW hall. And that's Veterans of Foreign Wars. And it is one of the most emotional, touching, and meaningful episodes of Bar Rescue I've ever done. I can't wait to see it myself Sunday night because we can all use a little uplifting. That episode will do it for you. Now, everybody's talking about bailouts and how we're going to get through these times. And I know in Washington, everybody's working on bailout bills and stuff. But the bailout has to have some formulation that makes sense. In most retail businesses, and particularly the restaurant business, we spend about 25 to 30% on our labor cost. So 30 cents out of every dollar goes to pay for labor. Restaurants and retailers also submit quarterly tax returns. And those quarterly tax returns show the amount of revenue that business did last quarter. Well, if the federal government would just listen to this premise, they could go along with it. If they provided every restaurant with 30% of the revenue that they did the previous quarter, that 30% could pay for all the employees to keep working. This is how we have to be creative. The fact of the matter is when a restaurant is closed, it's not wasting food, it's not wasting drinks, it only has to support its rent, hard costs, and that 30% labor cost. So that's what we need to work on, is creating a formulation that keeps these restaurant employees active and engaged in the business before we lose them all. I know you're all struggling with this, so am I. But you know, there is some great news out there too. You know, I think some of the malaria drug news is great. Hearing some of the vaccine information coming from out of Canada, I think was very, very motivating. And I believe that we're going to get out of this in the next few weeks. So that's my view, and I bet you agree. If we all stay home and we really keep this distance, this thing can't grow. It cannot grow if we stay apart from each other and don't touch common surfaces. So we can beat this thing by our physical actions. Every restaurant consultant, every chef, every pundit, every political advisor, everybody's talking about what do we do during the pandemic? What do we do during it? What do we do during it? Well, I'm focused on what do we do after it? And people aren't thinking about that enough. Now, let's think about this for a moment. When this pandemic ends, and President Trump or whoever goes on national media and says, okay, it's over. We don't have to social distance anymore. Are you going to go up and hug a stranger? Probably not. Social distancing is a psychological thing now. It's based upon a shift in the practices of a society. We are not going to be so quick to stand next to people on a tight bus. We're not going to be so quick to jump onto a crowded subway. We're not going to be so quick to go to a movie theater and sit literally inches from a stranger. This is going to change over a period of time. It's not going to change overnight. So if we all agree that social distancing is something that might fade away, but is not going to go away at the push of a button, then how do businesses operate when this is over and still employ social distancing? That's what I've been working on. And I've been looking at the floor plans of restaurants and the layout of restaurants. And here's what I'm concerned about. When the pandemic ends and everybody opens back up again, we are still not going to want to sit shoulder to shoulder with a stranger. So restaurants now are going to have to separate their tables a little more, won't they? Bars are going to have to separate their bar stools a little more, won't they? Now, if the government is saying 6 feet, 6 feet distance between each bar stool is a lot of distance because typically there's only a few inches distance between a bar stool. That would lower the seating capacity of a bar by maybe 50, 60%. Think about a casual restaurant that's packed with tables and chairs. Are you going to want to sit next to a table of strangers when you're 2 feet away from the person sitting next to you? Probably not. So restaurants need to look forward. We need to spread our tables. We need to spread our dining room. We need to spread our bar areas. And we need to start to think about how does this new sociological component of social distancing apply to the business model of the future. So people are not going to be standing next to each other online in fast food restaurants as much. People are certainly not going to sit next to each other as strangers. So if restaurants have to spread their tables and if bars have to spread all their seating, what is the impact upon the revenue of that business? Let's pick lunch. During lunch, if somebody serves 100 people during lunch, that's about an hour, hour and a half of time. If we remove 30% of their seating, they cannot serve 100 people anymore during that 1 hour. They'll only serve 70 because they don't have the seats. That changes every economic model for every restaurant in the country, if not the world. And nobody's talking about this. So how do our restaurants, when we do go back in business, and we will, operate with the distancing required, not only from employee to customer, but customer to customer? I don't think movie theaters are going to be packed overnight. I think they're going to have to spread seats. I also think that restaurants are going to have to spread seats to create a certain comfort. So if this isn't a political thing, social distancing, it's a sociological thing. And it's not going to go away overnight. So I plead to all my restaurant friends, all my retail friends, now is the time for us to look at our economic models, our financials, our budgets. We need to assume that we will not have the density and will not have the sales level we used to have, but we got to keep operating as businesses. That's what we need to focus on now, because here's what I believe.
Don't shut down this podcast. John Taffer will be right back.
Here's what I believe. This pandemic is going to end. I think we're going to see a lot of shifts in the next 2 to 3 weeks. I think we're going to start to see a lot of controls. Testing numbers are now up through the roof. We crossed 400,000 last week, right? People are now doing more responsible activities. They're off the beaches. They're out of party areas. They're really starting to get separated. They're taking it seriously now. With this separation, damn it, I know we can do this. I know we can do this. It's gonna end at some point, but how do we jump in when it ends? And that's what we all need to think about. So think about your businesses. Think about your careers. Think about how you're gonna act when this is over. Will your company bring you back or not? You need to be prepared for not, because revenues won't come back to the level they were. So not everybody's gonna get rehired. As revenues come back, more and more people will get hired. But right now, we're out of the gate with a very low revenue potential when this all ends. Don't only think about what we're doing during the pandemic. Think about how we're going to jump in after the pandemic to keep our businesses alive, keep our jobs flowing, keep our family income coming in, because all of this is changing. Here's what I know, and I believe this. In changes and shifts like this come good things. We're coming together as a nation. The political divide seems to be disappearing. Neighbors are supporting neighbors. Friends are supporting friends. I'm getting phone calls and making phone calls to people I haven't spoken to in years, and that's wonderful. Friends are calling to check on me to see how I'm doing. That's wonderful. We're calling to check on them and FaceTiming and interacting through social media with them. We're coming together as a people in a very difficult time, but we are coming together. I'm feeling it, and I bet you are too. So let's continue to focus on the task at hand. Let's continue to focus on separation and all the tactics that we need to employ to beat this son of a bitch virus. And when we do, there will be joy back. I can picture it. I can picture us unlocking our offices, unlocking our restaurants, going back to work, doing food orders, resetting our tables and our chairs, reigniting our futures again. So hang in there, but let's plan for the new beginning, because I know it's coming. Be safe, and I'll talk to you all next week.
Subscribe to the John Taffer Podcast right now for more episodes every Thursday.